We just heard from Gil McLachlan, the boss of the AFL, 45 games in 32 days, all the Victorian clubs relocating to hubs in other states, and they'll be away for about 32 days on average. Ben Amafio has been good enough to join us, North Melbourne CEO. Ben, welcome to the program. Thanks a lot for your time.
Hi, Dwayne. Good to be here.
And you know who your opponents are going to be for at least the next couple of weeks. You've got the Bulldogs to get through this weekend, and then you're off to Metricon for a couple of games there, back-to-back against Essendon and Richmond. Is it nice to at least understand where you're going to be for 30 days, and are you knowing where you're going to live for those 30 days yet?
Absolutely. I think the message that came through loud and clear from the clubs that have been in the hub up in the Gold Coast previously, the one thing that they all said was that caused a bit of anxiety was not knowing when they were going to get home and how long they were going to be there for. So I think knowing that it's going to be 32 days, having that certainty helps a little bit. I mean, having said that, I don't want to dispel or dilute the impact that it's going to make on players and staff. Of course, it's very disruptive, but at least they know where they're going, where they're staying. They'll be well looked after, and they know how long they're staying there.
Which resort's yours, Ben, and any other team staying there?
At the moment, Dwayne, nothing's confirmed. All we know is that we're going to the Gold Coast and that one or two teams are going to Noosa.
Have you got a short list of where you might stay?
Oh, I think the Royal Pine sounds nice.
Okay. 32 days is kind of doable. Have you? I'm sure you've had a quick straw poll of your players. Is it likely that everyone will go, do you think? Because 32 days, it's a month, and it sounds about okay.
Yeah, I think our football department are very keen to take as many of the group as possible. They're a very tight bunch, and that's one in all in. So they're quite a tight-knit family, so I think they're pretty keen to take as many of the players up as possible.
Do you know what the rule is, whether players that don't go will get match payments? I presume they wouldn't.
No, to be honest, we haven't discussed that yet because we haven't yet got to that point. So once we get past Saturday night's game, we've got the Bulldogs this Saturday night, at Marvel, once we get past that, they'll sit down and work out, okay, who's in, who's out. Hopefully they're all in. But if there are players that aren't able to go for whatever reason, then we'll contemplate that then.
So your next three games, I think, is slated as away games. Is there still a chance you will play in Hobart, or is that getting slimmer by the week?
No. We've actually got a call in less than an hour. Ben Buckley and myself have got a Zoom call with the Premier of Tasmania, Premier Gutwin, to talk about that very topic. So we're hopeful. There's enough time in the schedule to do it. We've got until the end of September, of course. There's enough time to do it. And given we're playing so many away games, we've banked a few home games up our sleeve. So if they let us in, we'd love to play.
Speaking of being let in, Anastasia Palaszczuk said that you're all being let in, but we don't know what the protocols are. What are the quarantine protocols? Do you have a quarantine period, or are you only under the AFL's quarantine guidelines that you have to keep to?
Yeah, I think we'll obviously be under the quarantine guidelines of the AFL, and also I think given where we've been so far, the AFL guidelines are pretty strict, and much stricter than has been the case for other Victorians, and certainly will be stricter than will be for Queenslanders. So we might even find that that our players and staff have a bit more freedom than they've actually been experiencing here in Victoria of late. So that might be a bit of a relief. But having said that, the boys and girls of our squad will be watched like hawks. There'll be observers and government observers and all the rest of it watching us. So we don't want to breach any protocols. We'll be making sure we play by the book because the penalties will be harsh. You know, it won't be a matter of missing a week or two. It might be a matter of being, you know, sent on a plane back home.
Ben Amafio, North Melbourne CEO, is with us. Ben, there's a little bit of bubble in your voice. You sound pretty excited about this.
Yeah, I've just got off the phone to the coach, so we've just sort of he just given me a sort of a a rundown of what the next week and the next couple of weeks look like, and we've been talking about some of the players. And so, I'm feeling positive and feeling really pumped about it. And I've just spoken with Lewis Martin at Channel 7 as well about our next three games are going to be on free-to-air TV, which is fantastic for our fans. It means that more of our fans can get to see our matches in the next 3 weeks, which is just a wonderful result. So that, coupled with the fact that we're playing three fantastic teams, we've got the Bulldogs and Essendon and Richmond, so it's all laid out for us. So we can't get excited about this. We'll never get excited. I mean, this season is an absolute roller coaster, and as I was saying before, it's the best soap opera, the best reality TV going around at the moment. So if you're not excited, not pumped about this, you never will be.
So the tough it out, grind it out style is your trademark in-game style, but that could be your mantra this season, because it's going to be won by the team that has enough intestinal fortitude to tough it out and not let it get to them?
Yeah, true. Absolutely. And, Port Adelaide is showing the way at the moment, aren't they? They've had to do a little bit of a period up there on the Gold Coast, and they're undefeated at the moment. They're playing a great style and brand of footy, and they're up and about, and they're showing all of us the way. So, and we've showed glimpses this year. So our best footy is fantastic, and we just can't wait to get out there and really show our skills and put on a show for our fans.
You should get some fans in. Metricon's going to allow fans, so you should get some fans in. What happens to gate takings and things like that?
I haven't actually talked about that yet. I think there'll be a pooling of gate receipts. Not quite sure, but that's yet to be confirmed. But I did hear some whispers the other day that there might be a pooling of funds for the team. So that would be nice, but not expected, but that'd be a bonus.
And your one in all in quote that you gave me early on, I can see that being quoted in many media outlets in the coming days. Does that include Ben Amafio you're heading up as well, I presume?
No, I'm going to stay away, actually. I'm very keen to try and lead from from behind, and there's a fair bit of work to do down here. And to be honest with you, if I'm being really honest with myself, how much value can I add to the team on the ground? Probably not as much value as another assistant coach or a strength and conditioning person or someone like that. So I'm not going to go for that reason.
Do you think many players will take family?
I think some will. Some will. It's horses for courses. It depends on the individual situation. If you've got real little children who are bubs and perhaps you haven't got the family support around you back here in Victoria, then that might have to be an option, absolutely.
Great to have a chat, dear Ben. It is pretty exciting times. Your next couple of games are after facing the Dogs on the weekend, Essendon at Metricon Stadium and Richmond at Metricon Stadium as well. Just one last quick one. Is there a chance that players can... Do they have to stay for the whole 32 days? Can you go up late? And can you leave early if you have to?
No, we won't be going up late. We'll be trying to get up there as soon as
individuals?
Possible.
Individuals, yeah, can they join?
No, we certainly won't be doing that because, you've got to think about all the quarantine restrictions and all the rest of it. The sooner we get up there, the better. And so that's the approach we'll be taking.
So you're pretty much going to fly out next Monday. Is that what you envisage?
We haven't had it confirmed yet, Dwayne. I imagine it'd be Monday. It might be Tuesday, but I imagine Monday. We haven't had that confirmed yet.
Great stuff, Ben. Exciting times. Thanks a lot for your time. And I can't wait to broadcast your game. So you're playing some good footy at the moment. We'll talk soon.
Good on you, Dwayne. Thanks, mate.